But anyway, a physiotherapist said to me, you know, when you're going up and down stairs, you got one good knee and you got one bad knee. Here, he says, do it this way. When you go down the stairs, put your bad leg down first and your good leg follow down second. And when you go up, put your good leg first and then your bad leg. And that helps relieve the pressure from the bad leg. And he said, the way you can remember it is the good foot takes you to heaven and the bad foot takes you to hell. Good physiotherapy with bad theology, okay? People think, you know, I'll just weigh up all my good. No, no, no. See, and these screwy thoughts, these crazy thoughts about how people, it's the same in the Bible day as it is today. People have their ideas, right? But the Lord said, it's not your idea that counts. It's what I say, right? And so we see that this rich man, he dies and he goes to Hades. What shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? The Lord Jesus said, Mark 8, verse 36. To lose one's wealth is sad indeed. To lose one's health is more. But to lose one's soul is such a loss that no man can restore. So let's just turn to Luke's Gospel, chapter 17. So we see that God's judgment on the dead, it's a scriptural verity. Now we see God's judgment upon the living. And this story that the Lord Jesus told, it's from the Old Testament. It's the story of Sodom and Gomorrah. And we'll pick it up in verse 28. Because the Lord Jesus is speaking of his second coming. Notice verse 24. For as the lightning that lightens out of one part of under heaven and shines unto the other part under heaven, so shall also the Son of Man be in his day. He's speaking of his second coming in power and glory. And he says in verse 28, likewise also as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat and drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they builded. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. In that day, which shall be upon the housetops and his stuff in the house, let him not come down to take it away. And he that is in the field, let him likewise not return back. Now notice, remember Lot's wife. Remember Lot's wife. The Lord was very particular about this in connection with his second coming. And this is the judgment of the living. And sometimes we forget about that. We have an idea of a final judgment, an eternal judgment. We just spoke about that. But the Bible also speaks about the judgment of the living. Actually, three times he speaks of the judgment of the dead and of the living, or of the living and the dead. Peter speaks of it. Paul speaks of it. And Luke speaks of it in Acts. The judgment of the living and the judgment of the dead. And the judgment of the living is that great day of the Lord that's coming upon our world. You know, there is a great day of the Lord coming. A great day of judgment coming. Of the living. When all the systems of men and all the structures of civil society, economics, politics, and everything will be taken out from the pillars of it, will be removed. And that can happen so quickly, dear friends. I saw that in England there when they had the little referendum on the Brexit. It was just a non-binding referendum. And in 3 days, the world financial system lost between $6 and $7 trillion. See how quickly things can go. Things can happen. And here the Lord Jesus is warning. He's warning. Remember Lot's wife. We remember Lot's wife. Three reasons. First, she was related to a godly people, yet lost. Her husband was Lot, a righteous man, the Bible says. And she was related to Father Abraham. She was related to a family that had God in the center of their lives. She was related to a godly people, yet that didn't save her. Mom and dad can't save you. Brother and sister can't save you. Son or daughter can't save you. Cousin can't save you. It's not by being related. The second thing is she turned back. She heard it. She knew it. She knew it was going to happen. Yet, nevertheless, her heart was still in Sodom. She turned back. And the third, of course, she was warned. But she didn't listen. The angels, remember, said, don't turn back. Don't turn back. She was warned, but didn't listen. You know, in England, there's in Blenheim Palace in England, there's a statue, a memorial. It was the family home of Sir Winston Churchill, and they have a statue memorial there to honor him. And there's a little plaque on the statue. And at the bottom of the plaque, we have these words. When half the world was deaf and mute, you told of wrath to come. While others fingered on the flute, you thundered on the drum. So he was sending out a warning about what was happening in Germany, about the rise of fascism and where it was going. But they consider him just a joke. You're a joke, Winston. You're a joke. Literally. Sit on the back seat of the parliament. You're a joke. You're all washed up. Yes, when he told of wrath to come, while others fingered on the flute, you thundered on the drum. He warned them. You know, I wish I had time. I don't have time, but I wish I had time. The world is headed, dear friends, very quickly to that day. Now, I was just talking to the brother. I just saw, and we don't want to read too much into current events, but you can see the track that things are on. I just saw that the United States has cut off diplomatic ties from Russia. The Russians are supporting Syria. Syria is connected with the powers in Iran. This is the ancient Assyrian that we have in the Old Testament, who's being raised up as a judgment against the West and apostate Israel. The great Satan is the West, and the little Satan is apostate Israel, the Antichrist and the Beast. All these things are headed in that direction. The powers, the actors involved, you can see them going. So the West is headed to apostasy. And in fact, this very portion is speaking of Sodom and Gomorrah. And so Peter speaks of this in his second epistle. You don't have to turn to it. But he says Sodom and Gomorrah was an example. He condemned them with an overthrow, making an example of those who that after shall live ungodly, but he delivered just Lot. And Jude speaks of it. He says, even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication, going after strange flesh or perversion, are set forth as an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. So these things are coming upon planet Earth as the world apostatizes, the Western world apostatizes from Christianity. And we can see the actors now, the stage being set. But it says in Acts chapter 17, verse 30 and 31, God has commanded all men everywhere to repent because he has appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, giving assurance unto all men in that he has raised them from among the dead. That's what Paul is speaking of here, this very thing, the judgment of the living. So let's go to the final one. Luke's Gospel, chapter 23. And here's the strange one, dear friends. God's judgment upon the Christ. We see the Lord Jesus on the cross. He was crucified between two thieves. And then one thief comes to himself. We see them railing in verse 39. When one of the malefactors which was hanged railed on him, saying, if thou be the Christ, save thyself and us.